Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We are two sisters in fiber coming to you from the Osborne of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada this week. The weather has turned a la brisk.
A la brisk.
A la brisk. That wind is, it'll wake you up.
Yes,
it lets
it will.
You know it's there.
Yeah.
It snowed again, so we have all these fresh snow drifts in the walking paths.
Yep. Yeah, there was some good knee-deep snow yesterday.
Yeah, worked out well, but that's okay. We are technically a knitting podcast. We discuss a lot other than knitting, but we're technically a knitting podcast.
If you say so.
I do. We do try. Diana, do you want to let everybody know what we're covering this week?
This week we are covering What's in Our Cup, Cool Threads, Woolly Workings, Yarn on the Go, Fiber Flubs, Spinning Yarns, Events, and a Review.
Well done.
I just wrote down spin, I'm like, crap, what do we call this segment? We haven't had it in a while.
It's because I haven't been spinning in a while. It's a thing, it happens. Shall we start with what's in our cup?
Yes, let's. What are you drinking?
I tried the new Starbucks Blondie espresso thing. Starbucks Blonde drink.
Ooh, fancy.
I got an extra shot in it because I was patient and waited because they were cleaning the espresso machine when I ordered it.
Oh.
And I went, that's fine, I'll wait. 5 minutes is not that long.
No, it's not. Some people are really impatient, though.
They really are.
If I'm impatient for my coffee, I'll make my own coffee.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going out for coffee, take as long as you need to make me a good cup of coffee.
Pretty much.
That's what I'm paying you for.
Exactly. I don't know. Meh. I'm not really sold on it. It's a lighter espresso, and I generally don't mind lighter drinks, but I'm kind of like, all I'm really tasting is the milk.
Hmm.
Not really getting that coffee that I'm looking for.
Fair enough.
Not bad drink, but I won't order it again. It's fine. It was an experiment.
Yep.
It's a Sunday.
Today I made myself a cup of the second cup eggnog spice that you got me for Christmas.
That's a pretty nice cup of coffee.
It really is. I'm super enjoying it.
I enjoyed it the one time I had it.
Chris doesn't like eggnog very much, so it's all mine.
It's all yours. It was a part of the two backpack holiday blend coffees I got. And one of them's the holiday blend.
I'm really into eggnog. I like eggnog.
Oh, I love eggnog. I'm sad I can't have dairy-based eggnog anymore.
Well, the coconut one that...
My so delicious dairy-free...
Yeah, the one with the long name that makes it sound really unappetizing is actually really good.
Coconut... based holiday nog?
Something like that.
Oh, it really looks. But yeah,
sounds terrible. Tastes really good.
Tastes great. Sounds awful. So that's fine. Oh, my goodness. I have to apologize for the sniffles. Mr. B's trying to share his cold with me, and I am stoutly refusing to accept it.
I've had half a cold since Christmas. I had a proper cold last week, and now I'm back to having half a cold.
Oh, yeah. How's that going for you?
I'm so done. Can I just... I just want to stop sneezing and be able to breathe properly all day. It'd be nice.
I can't breathe properly even when I don't have a cold, so it doesn't really make that big of a difference to me.
So done. I'm done with this stupid weather.
Between the contacts and having to spend half a day, half an hour on each end of the day seeing the way I see, and now you have to breathe the way I breathe? How does it feel?
How do you life?
How do I life? Yeah, I thought that question was coming.
I don't understand how you life.
Cheerfully, too. On the bright side, that tells you what kind of a Sunday we're having. We're both having coffee. Shall we jump into some Woolly Workings? Nope, Cool Threads.
Cool Threads. Skipping ahead.
Always skipping the Cool Threads. Till summertime, and I'm thinking, oh wait, we're not wearing any. Yikes. All right, that's a thing. So before it got colder, I was wearing my coffee shop shawl. And then it got colder, so I put the coffee shop shawl away, and I pulled out the super heavy, dense blanket scarf and cowl with no name. And I've been wearing my cat hat. Other than that, if I'm at home, my space is pretty warm, so I generally don't need anything knitwear-wise.
Fair enough.
Sometimes my fuzzy socks, but that's about it.
Well, my... Bloomsbury Mitts and Wonder Woman are continuing to live at work.
That's good.
I get compliments on them periodically.
They're really nice projects. You did a really good job with them. I don't blame them.
So I'm rather pleased with that. And then I frequently wear the Lindsay slouch and Sockhead slouch, and my scarf this week has been the rainbow side shawl.
Nice. And you got a hat on your head today.
I have a hat on my head today. This one is not a hand knit.
Nope, it's that's okay.
From a store so long ago that I don't remember which one.
It happens. I have a pair of knitted mittens that I wear that I have no idea what store I got them from, because I've had them for so long. They have lining.
Very nice.
It helps. That's a quick, cool thread. Though I suppose it makes sense, because as we get into like the real deep freeze again, there's like that core four or five items. And that's what we live in.
Pretty much.
Need to make myself some thick additional winter cowly things and sweatery things. Gotta do that. Oh well. You might actually be ahead of me in Woolly Workings this week.
Really?
I have two items.
So do I.
Well, we match.
We've been very monogamous this week.
Not by choice.
I had a very busy work week, which I'll talk about more in Yarn on the Go.
Sure.
Because there was knitting, of course.
Well, obviously.
But yeah, it was a really busy work week, so I didn't have a lot of knitting time.
I'm working on the My Sister Shawl, which is a mystery knit-along. It is done by the Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters, or Cozy Up Designs, on Ravelry. And they are releasing Clue 5 today. So it'll be a week from today till Thursday. So not this coming Thursday, but a week from this Thursday. They'll do the draw for the prizes for the shawl.
Given when we actually upload podcasts, you should put a date on that Thursday.
It'll actually be the Thursday after this podcast is released.
I believe that's the 7th? Because the 1st is going to be this coming up Thursday.
Yes, it will be.
So Thursday the 7th of February.
Yeah, because we record much earlier than we post.
Yes, we do. Because we have busy lives, and editing is time-consuming.
It really is. Which is fine. So, I am steadily working on that because, boy, would I like to have that into an FO thread and entered for prizes. I don't expect to win, but it'll be fun just to enter, so. I've enjoyed the knit-along.
Super impressed if you basically...
If I manage it, and we'll discuss it with Fiber Flubs, all of the praise. I will accept all of the praise. It's a thing.
Praise will be earned, my goodness.
I've been watching other people who are doing it, and... watching the chatter thread and stuff, and people have been picking the most amazing colors to do it in. It's so wonderful. I'm doing mine out of two skeins of Elgria yarn from Manas to Uruguay.
We'll have to learn how to say it properly one day.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I enjoy mispronouncing it. I know that's not how it's pronounced, but it's fine. My color two, or middle ranged color, is in the Paula, which is a nice kind of light lilac-y purple. And my color 3 is an Antiqua, which is my darkest color, which has everything from a really sort of dark, sort of burgundy red tone up into the lighter purples. I've paired that with one skein from Noble Ruby Designs in the Swallowtail color range, which is my lightest color, or color 1, if you will, and that's got light blue to white colors in it. So I kind of flipped everything on its head, which is fine. I enjoy it. That's really all that matters in the end, because I'm the one wearing it.
Yep.
And I'm the one knitting it. But I've been enjoying and working on that at a breakneck speed. As of yesterday.
Such good intentions for that shawl.
I have been thwarted many a time. Many a time. This is the first mystery knit-along that I've had this much trouble with. My other mystery knit-alongs flowed a lot better. I just think I was, for this one, it's just been the universe going, let's just make fun of you, and we'll do this. Just me going, that's it. The universe doesn't like me right now. Now it's more of a sense of will. Like, will I let the universe win? No. No, this shawl will be finished. I'm not working on this during Ravelinix. I'm not working on this for Stash Dash. These are things that are not happening. This shawl will be finished before my sister's birthday, which is the 10th of February.
I believe in you.
Oh, I believe in me too. In this case, I'm just absolutely stubbornly refusing to put this down. All right. because it's a mystery knit along, I know we're at, like, the last clue, but I'm like, there's so many people out there who do spoiler threads. If you really want to be spoiled, jump there. After they close the contest officially on the Thursday the 7th, I will then post pictures onto the project page and onto the Instagram account. Well, my personal project page and then the Northern Knits Podcast Instagram account, so everybody can see the colors I've been talking about. Just because then I'm like, it's official, it's done. You're truly on your own at that point.
No, it's not spoilery at that point because people have finished objects.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do for that one. So that was the first project I've been working on this week. Diana, my dear, what's your first one?
I have a half-finished object.
Woohoo!
I just this morning cast off my first sock for our Year of the Sock knit along. You'll note that it is, what's the date today?
This is the last Sunday in January. It's like the 28th.
28th?
Yep.
Yeah, so I have the toe of a sock here. I'm going to have this whole other sock done by midnight on Wednesday. It's really, really going to happen. Totally gonna happen.
Instagram picture didn't happen because that's time chat stamped.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen?
It's gonna happen.
Okay. What yarn are you making it out of?
This is the On Your Toes 4-ply sock in the colorway... Oh, I didn't write it down. Do I remember it?
I don't know.
ON228301. Wait, I wrote it down a couple weeks back. Did I get it right?
I don't know. It's just a series of numbers I've never bothered to memorize,
ON223801. I totally got it right. Yeah, I've said it enough times, I remember a series of random numbers.
Perfect.
So I've taken the stitch pattern from Hermione's Everyday Socks.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a cuff down pattern. So I'm doing it toe up, and I'm doing the Fish Lips Kiss Heel by Socks Therapist.
Which is totally fair. I have also been working on my toe up doesn't have a name recipe socks, which I have been working on out of the Dye For You, My Kind of Holiday Baking colorway. Which for me has worked out quite lovely. I've been really slow just because I've been puttering with it. Like, I could have been working on it faster. So I've turned the heel, or I'm in the heel, which is the last slow part for me. I decided I'm going to make shorties. I was talking to my mom, and my mom, in her infinite wisdom, pointed out that I only wear long socks, or socks with a length up the foot, in the wintertime, and only during the coldest parts of the month. I don't actually wear long socks after that. I don't like them.
You mean like the normal height? Not ankles. Normal height of socks?
Yeah, normal socks. Otherwise, I only wear ankle socks. Because those are the socks I prefer. I actually prefer the ankle socks. So I'm like, okay. So I'm going to make them ankle socks.
That works.
Because those I'll actually wear more often.
I should mention, I also opted to make mine ankle socks, and I will explain further why they are ankle socks in Fiber Flubs.
Yes, yes, you will. So, my socks, I'm aiming for Tuesday to be finished, my second sock. That way, if I'm running a bit late, it's not the end of the world, because I have Wednesday to finish up whatever cuff I don't get. But when I sit at home tonight, I'll work on heel, that's the word I'm looking for. And then I should have be up the ankle and have the cuff done tonight before I go to bed. Mostly, I'm working on the My Sister Shawl whenever I'm not at home because Phaedra, for whatever reason, is super enamored with the Elgria yarn. Like, super. I struggle. I can usually tell her no and she will go away when I'm knitting on other types of yarn. But for whatever reason, this Manos de Urgue yarn, nope.
Absolutely in love.
Absolutely in love. She will fight me to get at this yarn. So
I'm not sure. It must be delicious.
It's gotta be just the best stuff, this side of sliced bread or something. But my gosh, is she into it. So the other stuff she leaves alone. She likes this more than she likes the alpaca.
Ooh, she was running away with the alpaca.
I know. So I don't know how good this smells, but apparently it smells delightful, guys.
All right, then.
So I'm currently working on the My Sister Shawl While We Podcast, because I need to get that done.
The other thing that I have worked on, in that I put two rows on it last night.
It counts.
Is the Rivers Wrap by Shannon Cook for our podcast anniversary knit along.
Nice.
Hashtag HappyPodNKP2018.
You betcha.
Also, hashtag VeryShannon.
VeryShannon.
Yeah. Yep, so that's the Rivers Wrap by Shannon Cook out of Cascade 220 in Natural Burgundy. What was the brand color called? Camel, Green, and Vashon Island Heather.
Black.
Which is... It's not quite black. It's slightly heathered. It's basically black. It's textured black.
It's textured black?
Textured black.
Okay.
We'll go with textured black.
That works.
I'm still super enjoying that.
It's a wonderful looking pattern. I've got some Cascade 220 sitting at home in various colors that I think would look really good. And I've got like three or four Cascade 220 colors that would look really good. So I'm kind of like, maybe I'll add that to my list to do this year.
Highly recommend it. It's going to be gorgeous. The only thing I don't like about it at this exact moment is I'm in a striping section where it's two rows of one color and two rows of the other color. That's the kind of striping I like.
Yes.
Because you can just wind the things carry into the edge. Up? Yeah, carry the yarn up the edge.
Yeah.
But it's 16 pairs of stripes, and I'm tired of doing stripes.
You're ready for a non-stripe, hey?
I think I'm at 12, so I'm almost done. It's just like, I don't want to stripe anymore. I want a different color.
That's fair. That happens to a lot of people.
I mean, I suppose I could just stop and move on to the next color and it would be fine because it's a scarf.
This is true.
But I want to do it right. And I actually, looking at it, I really like this stripe section. So I want it to be large. I'm just tired of doing the stripe section. But I am very, very happy with it.
Good.
And I need to take more pictures of it. Maybe I will take it to work tomorrow and make use of the white tables in the very brightly lit atrium. If it's going to be sunny tomorrow, I will take a bag of knitting and take some pictures.
It's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Excellent. I will take some pictures at lunch then.
We're supposed to be cold and sunny for the next couple of days.
Perfect.
Theoretically, anyway.
Oh, we have some, I noticed outside at work, we have some tiny little trees that'll be perfect for hanging knits on. I'm absolutely going to use work as a photo shoot space for my knitting now.
Yeah, do it up.
In case anybody hasn't figured it out, I am super in love with my new job. I'm going to talk about it more in Yarn on the Go.
I drank the Kool-Aid.
I am in love with my job.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
Love my job so much.
That's okay. I love Mondays. I'll forgive you.
Still can't say I love Mondays, but I don't hate them any more than any other day of the week.
Oh, good.
I am indifferent to Mondays now.
You definitely drank the company Kool-Aid if you're indifferent to Mondays.
I'm so excited. I'm like making friends and stuff.
I know. At work. It's and very I'm doing good. Stuff you have a good things. Workplace. And that is excellent.
I'm so into it. I have a company laptop sitting over there and I'm like, man, I kind of want to pull it out and like get a head start on Monday's work.
Wow.
Because I'm doing more training this week, so I only have one actual work day. I'm like, man, I really wanted to get that thing done on Monday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, you drank it.
Hardcore drank it.
Full on.
Oh, I'm super into this.
All right, that's fair. I love what I do for a living, and that's just the way it should be. On the bright side, it makes for a really short woolly working section, because, oh my gosh, am I under some deadline guns.
But we've got some yarn on the go, or I do anyway. Have you been places with your yarn?
Not really. I've been doing a lot of work from home. Listeners won't know that I'm actually planning and organizing to go back to school. Twice.
Twice. Well, wait, where's the twice?
I'm certified internationally for the makeup artistry, so I'm going back for the FX makeup.
Okay.
And that'll take me to about August, September to do. In September, I'm looking at and have applied to go to Red River College for writing courses. So I might be going from school in like 2 weeks or so when my materials show up for the next 2.5 years. I might be done school in like August, September. It depends on whether or not I can go to Red River, so.
Interesting. That is a lot of school.
It's kept me at home filling out a lot of paperwork and talking to a lot of people on phones and more phones and
uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a thing. I mean, other than going out for your groceries, and I generally don't take my knitting when I go for groceries.
Well, generally you don't have time to knit when you're buying groceries.
Not as a rule of thumb, no. And I did go shopping with my sister, but we were on a mission, so didn't my yarn was in my bag, but I didn't think I'd have a chance to pull it out, and I was right, I didn't, because we were on a mission. We had some information and prices we needed to find out, so
Right.
that was a thing.
Good thing. So, I had an interesting thing at work this week. My company does Innovate or Die days. So every 6 months, they take 48 hours, like 2 full work days, and you can team up with whoever you want to work on whatever you want, so long as it's peripherally related to making the company better. So whether that's developing an internal tool, redoing an old internal tool, working on a new like sellable product, doing a deep dive into learning some new tech that might maybe be useful, which is kind of what my team did. So first off, I had no idea what team to pick. And so morning of, I was all set to just, you know, I took my knitting to opening ceremonies for Innovate or Die Days. And I'm working on that, and I'm like having my breakfast, and I'm all set to go back to my desk and just do normal, boring work after the opening ceremonies. And my team lead, like my regular team lead, comes over and like, "You don't seem to have a team. Do you want to join our team?" I'm like, "Okay." This guy's been super great. So I ended up joining this team that I named the project. I got to play around in Python, which is my favorite programming language, doing machine learning, which is like one of my favorite topics in like programmy stuff. And I was actually really useful. I thought I named the project and that would kind of be the end of it, and I'd maybe contribute like 3 lines of code. But I ended up being actually useful in writing like the entire server for the project and
Holy Okay, so you did more than you thought you were going to end up doing for Create or Die.
Innovate or die.
Innovate or Die.
Yeah. So I was actually a useful member of my team, and I had so much fun, and I stayed at work till like 10:30 that night. Knitting happened. When something wasn't working, I would go for a walk around the office and knit for a little bit. And we got it done, and we had a solid presentation, and it was great. I had so much fun, and I'm just, oh, company. In love with company.
In
So
love with
much
company?
company love.
Would you like to gush more about your company?
Company love.
Okay.
Love, love, love. But there was knitting.
I know. Still gonna laugh at you.
You know what? The atrium is still a great place to take pictures of knitting.
It is. They're really nice.
I haven't had any other knitting than my sock that one day.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah. Other go. Oh, there was an impromptu family dinner last night. A most of the family dinner last. I don't know. There was a bunch of.
Mr. B opted out. He didn't want to go.
Their sister wasn't there either. It was just
That's fine.
brother-in-law and the kids. So it was kind of impromptu. We went over to steal their red shoe polish with the intent that we'd be there for like maybe half an hour if we stopped for tea.
Yeah. Several hours later.
Several hours later, I found myself taking the kids to the playground because they were really hyper and they needed to go outside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I took kids to the playground for the first time. That was a strange adult thing that I
It
did.
is a strange adult thing, even if you've done it more than once, it's always a strange adult thing to take kids to the playground.
I've never taken kids to the playground before.
Strange adult thing, hey?
Yeah, it was weird.
Mr. B and I went boot shopping yesterday for his cosplay, for his gender bend cosplay for Icon this year. And
Which
then
I'm super excited
we
about.
were super old coupley. We went to a mom and pop restaurant for a late lunch.
Yeah.
And then we went home and swept floors and had naps. Like we were we are very unexciting people.
Well, you started off so good with looking for boots for a gender bend
And then it
cosplay.
just nosedived into 75 plus.
Yeah.
Be sure, I wasn't the one who needed the nap. And
Yeah,
I'm the older partner by almost 5 years. He apologized when he woke up because he didn't help do the dishes or anything, and it was fine. If you needed to sleep, you needed to sleep. My brain's thinking, I didn't actually think you were going to help, but okay. You say that every time, and then you lie down for a nap, and I lose you for 4 or 5 hours. I know better. So him
super
and
super fun old couple there.
Oh my heavens, guys. Guys, I don't know. I turned 35 in March, and sometimes I feel like I'm turning 70. My 80-year-old grandmother does more than I do in a day some days. She has a walker and an oxygen tank. Like, shamed by the volume of stuff my grandmother can get done in a day.
Wow.
They came in last week on Tuesday. Oh, I did do some yarn on the go. I was out with my grandma last Tuesday. We were shopping.
Ah.
We stopped at the Forks, and I did some knitting while she did some resting, because she can only go so far before she has to rest.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother is 78, actually. So, yeah, 78. My grandfather's 79. And for a relaxing day trip, they drove from Brandon into Winnipeg, which is 2.5 hours one way.
Uh-huh.
Got in so that they could do an early lunch with me at the Fergie's Fish and Chips at the Forks Market, because Grandpa wanted fish and I can eat there. So we met up there. Grandma and I, we all piled back in the car. We dropped Grandpa off at his day meeting from about noon to 4 o'clock. Then Grandma and I went shopping from noon to 4. We went to Costco. Grandma needed some things, and I can help cart things out to the car, and then Grandpa can cart them from the car home, right? We did that. We went back to the Forks. We did some more shopping around the Forks. Sat, had some tea. I had Fools and Horses chai latte, which was Thursday, and a cinnamon bun from Tallgrass Prairie, because they have a Tallgrass Prairie in the Forks, too, as well. So it's, like, one of my favorite bakeries and one of my favorite coffee shops in the city. Done.
Nice.
Not a problem. And it's one bus for me to get to the Forks, which is beautiful. When we went, picked up Grandpa. Grandpa dropped me off at home. Then they were off to the Regent Club and Theater for dinner and a pulmonary fibrosis support group meeting in the evening. And then they drove home to Brandon.
And that was a relaxing day.
That was a relaxing day. Trip to Winnipeg. My grandparents are actually physically almost 80.
I hope I'm doing that well when I'm 80.
Holy Hannah, do I ever be like, life goals right there. I want to be as comfortable doing as much in a day as my grandfather does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy Hannah, my grandpa never retired. He tried 3 times. We told him he's not allowed to claim he's retired anymore. The third time he retired, he then built a Senior for Seniors complex in Brandon, and now heads the co-op that runs the Seniors for Seniors complex.
That's not retired.
Like, that's not retired, Grandpa.
That's just doing different work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what he used to do. Maybe it's the same work.
Health and safety in construction.
Okay, that's different work.
Yeah, so he started with construction and then health and safety in construction. So he did construction for over 40 years. Wow. But yeah, I forgot. I had a yarn to go. I took my yarn out. I even took an Instagram photo and posted it too. That's how that worked.
So fiber flubs.
You may go first.
I may go
first?
People
are just going to cringe and have all the feels for me. That's going
okay. To be. Save up your feels.
Save the feels.
Save the feels.
Do the feel-good story first, or do the bad story and then do the feel-good story. This is newscaster problems.
Ooh.
Do we start with the tragedy headlining stuff so the world seems all doom and gloom?
I think maybe we start with the tragedy.
Okay.
Start with the tragedy, because then...
Start with the tragedy.
End on a high note.
Yesterday, at 8 a.m. Now remember, I get up at like 6 a.m., so I've been up for a couple of hours at this point. I had to recast on my sister Shawl from Clue 1 and Start.
Oh.
Take a moment. Boy, was I pissed. Oh, boy, was I pissed. I had finally made it through the lace. I was even comfortable with the lace. Wasn't the best lace I've ever done in my life. But it was fine. It'd be okay. And I was on track to catch up. Quite quickly, because Clue 3 is quite easy, and Clue 4 is not bad, and Clue 5 is finishing it all off. I'm assuming, since that's the last clue. But nope, I had dropped a stitch, and I hadn't realized I had dropped a stitch, and it was on the edge, and it fell, and kept falling, and then everything else loosened, because even though it gets caught when you do the color change, all the other stitches keep, because you've lost the tension there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. All the way into Clue 1.
Ouch.
Yep.
Yeah. So you were in Clue 3?
I was just getting ready to start Clue 3.
You were just into Clue 3,
yeah.
And you dropped down to Clue 1.
Uh-huh. I had to recast on. Because when I went in to go rescue the work, remember, I can't see fingering weight yarn to rescue it once it's off the needles. So once I've pulled it off the needles, I've committed to a restart.
Oh.
Because I can't see the loops.
They're
too small. Yeah. So once I've gotten to the point where I need to pull it off the needles, I have committed to a restart.
Oh.
That's a visual limitation. Yeah. Yeah.
You have a lot of dedication to this shawl.
Oh, guys, if I make it and I don't get mad and put this bloody thing down. Oh, I want victory dances. I still like the colors. I still like the yarn. I'm still enjoying the knit. Now it's just a level of frustration because I'm redoing it now. So I certainly don't feel like I can complain because Sarah did it like 50 billion times because she also designed it.
Yeah, but it's not quite the same.
Not quite the same. So, started clue one at 8 a.m. yesterday, and I'm just about done clue one now. So I should be done I have to be done clue two tonight before I go to bed. So I have to stay up late tonight to finish clue two. Because I have to be on clue three by Monday. Which is tomorrow. We record on Sundays. So I have to be on clue three on Monday because on Monday I have to finish my socks.
You have a very ambitious knitting timeline.
I have a very limited amount of timeline because my schoolwork should show up sometime next week.
Right. So you have to get all the knitting done this week.
I have to get the tight deadlines done this week because if this was happening 2 weeks from now, I would have to abandon the MCAL because I'd have too much schoolwork on my plate. The only reason I can do this is because I made the decision to do more schoolwork and I've been preparing the writing and everything else so that I could step away from it so it's not quite as labor intensive for me. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my time is going to be doing other things. So this is really my last week to power through and catch up, which is why next week, after we record next Sunday, I'm the pillow MCAL that we're doing, the Canadian A pillow knit-along.
Yes.
I'm all that till the schoolwork shows up, because I have to get through that, finish that, because I know I get busy once the school happens. I still have more than enough time for, like, the podcast anniversary knitting and the other stuff I want to do. Like, deadlines aren't as tight because they're at, like, the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
The pillow's the only other one that I've sort of let slide longer than I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fine.
Me too.
But I definitely have to be done my socks by, like, Tuesday. Mostly because I'd like to get the picture posted on Instagram before you get your socks done.
Oh, it's a sense of pride now, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just watch me. I'm going to knit faster now, just to spite you.
Sure, go for it. I completed 365 days worth of granny squares. You are allowed to show me up in sock knitting.
I will.
Okay.
Maybe. I will, for sure, maybe.
However, the tragedy of the Fiber Flub is Clue 5 is released today, or tonight, or tomorrow, depending on where you are, as we record, and I have recast it on from scratch.
So you're going to do the entire thing in, like, a week and a half?
Or less, yep. Ooh. Yeah. Oof. I know. Trust me. Oof. My brain understands. And my brain's like, dude, you don't have time to talk. You should be knitting, like, right now. All you have time to do is knit. That's it. Taking a chunk of Tuesday out to take my sister shopping for a new iPod for her birthday. Long story short, she dropped the iPod, didn't realize she dropped the iPod till she drove over the iPod. iPod no longer functions. Birthday gift from mom is going to be a new iPod. My mom lives in a different province, so my mom's like, buy an iPod, tell me how much you spend. And I will send you money to reimburse you for your sister's present I'm buying her. And I went, okay. That is totally fine, mom. I can do that.
Yep. Well.
Yours is going to make people feel a lot less heartbroken for me and my woes.
Yes. I have a much less bad flub. Oh,
gosh. Or, at the very least, your bad flub has a good ending.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I was working away on my first sock.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you'll note, I said I finished.
Yes. It's the Hermione Everyday sock. You have a half-finished object, a hoe.
Yes, I have a hoe. I finished it,
mm-hmm.
and discovered that the thing that I thought it was pretty sure, but I wasn't quite sure, so I had to finish the thing just to be really sure.
Yes.
It is, in fact, too big for my foot. Like, definitely too big.
It fits my foot.
So, At this point, when I discovered this, I was very disgusted and decided, instead of making a toe sock, I'm going to make a short sock.
Yep.
Just to get this thing off my needles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait, Jocelyn has, like, one shoe size bigger than me.
I do.
Which is about how much too big these socks are.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Jocelyn wants some socks.
Jocelyn will totally take a free pair of hand-knit socks. In the shorty style, which is the ankle length is my preferred wearing size anyway.
So, I'm knitting Jocelyn a pair of socks.
I appreciate it. I think it's really nice. You're so sweet.
That's fine. I already have a pair of socks out of this yarn.
It's true, you do.
So, Jocelyn will be getting a nice pair of socks next week.
Yep. Yep, that's totally fine.
That is my fiber flub. Jocelyn gets a pair of socks. It's not so bad.
I think that might be the episode title. That's my fiber flub. Jocelyn gets a pair of socks.
Oh, socks for Jocelyn.
Socks for Jocelyn. And that's totally fine. Yeah, no, yours is just got such a much happier ending than mine does.
That poor shawl.
Oh, you guys. I didn't unwind all of the original shawl, so I still have a good chunk of it knit up, because I'm just gonna, if I don't need to pull from it, I'm not going to, because it's a lot of work to unravel and rewind, and
mm-hmm.
So I'm just going forward with the skeins I have, but if I need to do it to get at the colors, because I run short, then I certainly will, so that's an option for me, but holy Hannah. Am I going to be so happy when I'm done? That's it for our fiber flubs.
That's all we need?
I don't need any more, do you?
No. You said you were doing some spinning.
I was doing some spinning. I am slowly training the kitten to ignore things. There are some fights I don't bother having. Getting up onto countertops. Generally don't bother fighting her on this. It's a cat thing. I can say no, pick her up, take her off the counter, but I'm certainly not going to be daft enough to think she's not on there when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
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 Or when I'm not looking. Or even when I am looking. My cat has attitude. So it's fine. But I am working on going, crafting stuff is not a play toy. Which means exposing, saying no, offering alternatives, and teaching her to not treat it as a toy. Or a game. And at 6 months, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Because everything's a toy.
Everything's a toy right now.
My empty sandwich container with a shred of lettuce in it was a great toy when I was over a while ago.
Yes, it was. She's fond of random plastic containers. She has like $30 worth of toys. Her favorite thing on the face of the planet is an empty Kleenex box. No accounting for cats. So that's fine. But I do know that exposure and constant training is how you train dogs to not play with things. It's how you train cats not to play with things. So we were working on our spinning. We find the spindle kind of fascinating. We find the fiber kind of fascinating. But we're getting better at listening when mom says no. I usually have to... It's a reward system right now. So if she ignores it and doesn't play with it, she gets a treat. And eventually I can remove the treat part.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're at treat stage. So that's fine. Because she has those wild boar treats. That she's eating, that she quite enjoys. So we were working on that. So I actually got like 10 minutes of spinning in over across a half hour. But that's because I'm training. So it's fine. If it means that when she's like 2 or 3 and she's mellowed out, I can pull up my spinning and I can spin for 45, 50 minutes and leave fiber on the floor because she ignores it, it's totally worth my time investment now.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's my goal. So yes, I did some spinning. I'm still working on that same bat of fiber that I got 2 years ago.
That's all right, so am I.
It has all of that. I don't even remember everything it's got in it. It came from, who'd I buy it from? Wild Naturals?
Wildwind Naturals?
Wildwind Naturals, yes.
Yes, and that was the one that had, like, locks of 8 different sheep plus Stellina.
Yeah, yeah. It's just fancy fun. And it's a thick and thin yarn. It's like, I'm not knitting with this. This is my first
It's going to yarn. Be an art skein that you it's put on the shelf?
Pretty much. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
So I've it's been
probably
really
what mine's going to be.
Enjoying that. I've been getting a lot better with the spindle, with the drop-down spindle. I'm getting a lot faster. I'm getting a lot smoother. And my yarn is getting a lot more consistent.
Oh, good.
So I'm really happy with the progress and the learning I've been doing. But yeah, no, it's slow going.
Which kittens is fine. Are a big help.
Oh, she's such a help. You guys heard in the outtakes last week how much of a help she is.
In fact, that's what I ended up calling the episode. Yes. Phaedra helps.
Phaedra help. Cat. It's fine. I still love her.
She's too cute not to love.
It's really hard not to love her. Even when she's looking at you. And going, oh yeah, watch this. Oh, jeez, cat. But that's it for my spinning.
All right. That means we are into events.
We are.
Events. We haven't added anything new, right?
We probably should start talking about Ravel Linux and Stash Dash.
Probably. When does Stash Dash start?
When Laura from the Knit Girls is off from school for summer break.
Right.
So sometime in May, yeah. Because, yeah, her school break, I think, is May until August.
I just assumed June for school break.
I think they're... Yeah, they go back to school sooner than the kids up here do.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is totally fine.
Well, since we're already talking about it, what's Stash Dash?
Stash Dash? Stash Dash is a summer-long,
Sort of a knit-along?
It's not a knit-along. It's a...
Competition with yourself.
It's a goal-inducing nightmare. That's what it is.
It's a motivator. It's a public forum for motivation.
It exists to drive me crazy. And I love it.
I think you exist to drive you crazy. That is all your crazy.
It is so my crazy. The idea is that while Laura from the Knit Girls is off school, she helps host and run a Stash Dash. So what you do is you compete with yourself to reach a goal in kilometers of completed projects from your stash. Hence a Stash Dash. So the idea is to help get stuff off your needles, help you wind up projects that may have been languishing for a while, and give you a sense of accomplishment, because then you'd be like, ha, totally did my goal. This is super cool. Which is great. I think it is an awesome way to help inspire people to not leave 365 granny squares floating around one's house. And to, in fact, knit, crochet them into something.
Attach them together into a something.
Ugh.
Into hot pants for members of Knit Club. Certain members of Knit Club.
Just the two. Of all of us, just the two who really want hot pants. And I may honestly, in February, take their measurements and make them hot pants.
I really want to see that.
I'm going to take my tape measure to Knit Club on Friday. And if Miss D wants a pair of hot pants, I'm taking her measurements and I'm crocheting some of those granny squares, and I will pick the most awful non-matching colors ever, so it is the gaudiest pair of hot pants on the planet.
The three-dimensional ones, too? So they're, like, extra textured so you can't sit?
No, because I want to use the three-dimensional ones for my Aunt Jerry's Afghan.
Right.
Okay. And I'm going to do that and give it, like, a cotton lining so they can wear it against their skin and it doesn't feel super weird. I mean, it's acrylic, so you can wash and dry the thing anyway. And drawstring. Yeah, I'm doing drawstring crochet hot pants for two members of Knit Club. So that'll take care of at least a couple squares. I mean, they're pretty tiny, so there's not going to be a lot of squareage. But there'll be some squareage, so that's fine. So they want it. I'm seriously going to crochet them for them. Because that'll be hilarious. There will be photos of that.
Yes.
That happens. I am so taking photos. But what something like Stash Dash does, is it allows me to take my 3D crocheted squares, and in the process of creating a crocheted border and putting them all together, count all of the kilometers of yarn I've knitted towards a goal. So it lets me, A, use my stash, which needs to happen anyway, and B, helps me go, ha! I knit how many kilometers this summer? That's amazing! Which I love, because I've got a lot of projects that are 3/4 finished. I'm like in the last section or the last repeat. And if I finish it, I count everything that I knitted towards my kilometer goal. Which makes me, like last year, even though I didn't meet my goal, I felt really good with the amount of knitting I got done.
I don't think I even added up everything. I didn't do a lot last summer.
I was just shy of 5K, which was my goal. That was pretty freaking awesome. And since I'm only competing against myself, I wasn't official. I didn't post in the threads. I wasn't worried about that. It's a personal thing for me. I may post in the threads this year just because I can. Am I going to make a huge, crazy goal? Yes, because I really don't want to have those granny squares in an entire tote, and they fill an entire tote.
Yes, they do.
I really want them gone and out. I want to have gift them away, or have them set up for Christmas presents. Like, I want to have that done.
Before you start doing that, you need to take a picture of the giant pile of squares that you have.
Yes, I think I do. Or when they're, like, dumped out on the bed.
Yep.
Yeah, something, because, oh my god, guys, squares. Squares everywhere. So I'm thinking, when Stash Dash starts, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work my way through my granny squares, put them into projects, which is going to require bordering for them, so they'll count. Because I have to do actual crocheting. Mm-hmm. It's not just sewing them together, because just sewing them together doesn't count. You actually have to knit, or you actually have to crochet to count for Stash Dash, which is fine. Because some of my squares end up smaller, some of the squares end up bigger. They're not always exact. They're rough, but they're not always exact. So, and the border will just help sort of combine the colors.
Yep.
So I'm going to do that, plan out some projects, get that done.
There are at least 3 large projects that I want to have done for the beginning of August. Mm-hmm. So I think...
I want to have my Zadie sweater done by August. I want to have finished my Starting Point shawl. I want to have finished my Speckle and Pop shawl. I want to have finished the Mammoth shawl.
I need to have finished my wedding shawl.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have finished my eyeball shawl so I can take that to Vegas for B-sides and maybe DEF CON.
DEF CON's a pipe dream, but keep holding on to it.
Yeah, I'm serious about B-sides, at which point I can temporarily gift it to Brittany.
Oh, she'd bring it home for you when she was done at DEF CON?
Yes, because she's going to come to my wedding.
Yes, she is.
So I can gift it to Brittany. She can wear it at DEF CON.
Yes, she can.
And then bring it home to me.
Yeah.
And this big crochet blanket that I'm making for Chris in the house colors.
Yeah, no, I think you'll find Stash Dash a really nice motivator for all of those things.
In fact, it is. Talking about it right now, I'm like, oh man, I want to, like, get this blanket closer to done.
Yeah, it gives you a goal and a reason to pick up projects that are half finished, 3/4 finished, and just get them finished.
That shawl in the other room that just needs a border. Mm-hmm. Most of a border, but just a border.
Yeah, it still counts as knitting.
Because my goodness, that's going to be a gorgeous shawl when it's done.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking this year, Stash Dash, I'm going to have to sit down and plan out some projects before May, but I think I'm going to be in the upper echelons.
I'm going to go for 3K, because if I finish the shawl and the other shawl and the blanket, that'll easily be... Actually, if I finish the blanket, that'll be like 5K.
Yeah.
The blanket on its own will be 3K.
Well, yeah, but if you set it up but don't pick your thread till you're halfway done,
yeah,
Stash Dash, then you're fine and you can adjust. I think with the granny squares, because I'm counting all the kilometers in the granny squares, I think I'm going to probably shoot for a 10 or 15K.
I think that counts, because you get to count a year's worth of crochet.
I do get to count a year's worth of crochet.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And it means I don't have a tote full of crochet squares I don't know what to do with. And given that I will be moving into an apartment in September when I'm going to school...
Yeah, you don't really want to bring...
I don't really want to be carting around quite that much stuff. I gotta look at purging even my books, seeing if I can get my book collection down a little too.
Ooh.
I try to, having said that, the Children's Hospital book sales in April. Want to go?
Well, of course. It's a book sale.
It's for charity!
I know!
Oh, heavens. Okay, but yes. However, before Stash Dash, we have other things that are coming up or going on. And one of them is the knit alongs we participate in.
Yes. So you're doing the My Sister's Mystery Knit Along
as
we speak. I think we've already talked about that.
Enough for my tastes this week. It is hosted by the Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters. The Last Clue goes live today, which is Sunday the 28th of January.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have till not this coming Thursday, but the following Thursday to get it finished and get a picture in the FO thread to call. To count.
All right. We are also participating in, however weekly, the a Canadian Afghan A pillow knit along.
I still have time to catch up.
So we have till the end of February.
I'm not being Caroline. I will get it done. Louise has an excuse. She broke her kneecap and has surgery tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good excuse for a great many things.
Holy Hannah, that needs to be dealt with first. I can't even imagine the amount of pain she's in when she tries to do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that. Bust your kneecap. That does not sound pleasant.
No. Yeah, no, it does not.
I found that out, and my brain just went, ow. And I was like, oh my god, all the hugs, all of the love, all the holy, I hope the surgery goes well and that recovery goes smoothly, because that is nuts.
Uh-huh.
Nuts.
My goodness.
Yeah, when you think about it. If she doesn't get it done, that's fine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Comfort knitting all the way.
Do it up.
Do it up.
Wow.
But yeah, there's no reason why I can't get it done.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So we're doing that along with a bunch of other podcasts that are listed in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. We were invited by the Fiber Friends, so that's how we got joined in. But we got Codependent Knitters. Man, I always forget the third one. Two boys and an NL girl.
Yes.
Go me! That only took 2 months. Names and just, it's not good, guys.
My Two Tips, I think, is another one from Alberta.
It is, yes.
And I'm still certain I'm forgetting people.
Well, there's no way we haven't forgotten somebody. It just...
And I'm so sorry. I continue to be so sorry. Please do let me know if I'm forgetting you.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be shocked if we haven't forgotten somebody. We're just doing that well with this one. But it's a fun little knit-along, so I'm excited to be doing it. The cables are fantastically challenging. I know those are not the words Diana's going to use.
They are challenging. And I'm going to be so freaking pleased with myself when I finish this thing.
Oh, well, there's that too, hey? There's just a sense of pride, because you know how much work has gone into it. Yep, 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 yep. My grandma was looking at the pattern, and she really liked it, so I may actually honestly gift it to her when I'm done.
Yeah.
Because she really liked the pattern and the colors I picked. Yeah. So. And I love my Grammy. I like gifting her things when I can. She also takes me to the yarn store in Grandpa's Dollar.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa knows this too, so, and he still lets us leave his site with the credit card, so he's on his own.
Ooh,
he's a brave man.
He's very brave.
Well, after they're celebrating 60 years of marriage this year. After 60 years of marriage, if he doesn't know what his wife's like, we really can't help him.
True.
He's like, no, at this point, you know what grandma's like.
Talked about that. Oh,
We have knit-alongs.
There's also the Whatcha Knittin' Kitten, Cal.
I'm done. The
Which you finished, Cal. And which I am largely participating in spirit.
Yes.
I didn't touch the eyeball shawl this week. just hasn't happened, so that's probably going to be a Ravelinix project. And then when I don't finish it for the Ravelinix, I'm going to say that it's for Stash Dash.
Okay. So long as you understand where you're going with that, that's good.
Yeah, that's my plan.
The Whatcha Knittin' Cal is being hosted by WTF Knitting and Honey Bee Knits. That I know of, and the point is to knit a Stephen West shawl, which makes complete sense to me, because Stephen West is amazing, and I love a lot of his patterns, and I do mean a lot of his patterns.
And his stuff photographs so well in progress.
Oh, it's so pretty!
It invariably involves some kind of weird color change or weird shaping, and you can just lay out your work in progress and go, look at this strange thing that I'm knitting, and it looks so impressive!
It does. No, there's something about Stephen West knits that are freaking amazing.
Very Instagrammable.
I know that the Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters are thinking about doing a Stephen West knit along a little bit later this year. And if they do, I may honestly join in and do another Stephen West shawl, because I really enjoyed creating the Boneyard. And I've got till the end of February, which is so not a time frame I can meet. But I might go with the Cozy Up Sisters, because they'll host another one, and it gives me an excuse to do another Stephen West shawl.
Yeah.
And really, I have so many of them.
Do you really need an excuse to do another one?
Not really, no. Even though Mr. B has pointed out how many shawls does one human being need, and my response was, how many board games does one human being need? And he said, touche. So I think I won that argument.
Yes. And besides, you give away some of your stuff.
I do gift away a fair bit of my stuff, so. Mostly to my mom, but...
So?
That's fine. It counts.
It's gifting.
It all counts. So I may or may not do that. So we'll see how that goes. However, I'm done participating in the Whatcha Knittin' Kitten.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so not getting the eyeball shawl done for February.
That's totally fair. All I have to do is decide if I want to do a crochet border or just weave in my ends for the boneyard.
It's It's a lot of ends. It would almost be easier to do crochet border and cheat that way.
I'm so okay with the cheat and doing it that way. So I may honestly just do a crochet border. And I think I know which one I want to do now, so.
Ooh. Save this for a stash dash.
Oh, heavens, no.
That's quite a ways away.
That, and it's only 600 yards, which is like 600, well, it's like 650 yards. It's like 600 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine finishing that before stash dash. All right.
Okay, so our stuff. Should we talk
about our stuff?
Yeah, so I'm currently working on our Year of the Sock, ? the point was to learn how to knit socks. Well, hey, I already knew, but...
I'm learning.
You're learning. It's going better than it was at the beginning of the month?
Oh my gosh. I knew the first pair of socks would be rough. So I'm not shocked that the first pair of socks has been rough. However.
Gonna do better for February?
I'm going to try Toe Up Magic Loop in February.
Nice.
Yeah.
I learned from doing patterning that I really just want a pair of vanilla socks to work on. I don't want to think about patterning, even though it's literally knit three purl. I don't want to think about it. I just want to do roundy-roundy vanilla socks.
Okay.
I think also that I would like to try a pair of these 9-inch circulars so I can just go zoom.
Yes, that's on my list. I'd like to try the 9-inch circulars and see how they go.
So I will probably do that at some point. And I'll probably just continue working off this same ball of yarn and make yet another pair of stripy blue socks.
Why not? If you've got enough, go for it.
Yep. So I'm going to do vanilla socks in February.
That's fine.
Because that's what I need.
It's all about discovering what you like and what you don't like.
Like me some vanilla socks with fancy stripy yarn.
What is it that Jackie's diving into? Her first pair of socks? Or...
Oh my goodness, yeah. So our friend that we taught to knit in December is making knee-high cabled socks.
That's what she wants to do.
You know the knee-high cable, I know, we reviewed the Interweave Knits...
Winter?
Winter 2018, I think.
Yes, it was Winter Country.
Yeah.
Northern Country?
Something like that.
Yeah.
The most recent, as of this recording, Interweave Knits magazine.
Yeah.
The winter one. Which has the, like, thigh-high, crazy complicated cabled stockings that we both went, ooh, but not right now.
Yeah, because that requires a lot of thinking. And I need thinner thighs.
So our friend, who has knit one garter stitch scarf, is now making socks while she is in lectures for mechanical engineering,
Her master's.
Her master's for mechanical engineering.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling really inadequate right about now.
We have a girlfriend who's starting her Zadie sweater because she's bored and needs something to do while she's in nursing.
My goodness, people are talented.
Oh, yeah. I'm constantly in awe about people's talent. And then they're like, oh, but you do this, and it doesn't feel like I do that much. Or it's that creatively orientated, but okay. I guess.
Oh. I just feel so shown up. Which is good, I mean, like, wow, skills. Thanks. So, go have skills.
Absolutely.
But, whew, I'm feeling like my skills are inadequate here. Or maybe we're just really good teachers. We're just absolutely flipping amazing teachers.
I'm going to go with we're stellar teachers. That makes us sound better.
Yes. We are the best knitting teachers on the face of the planet.
I think we're the most encouraging. Never once have we sat down and gone, no, you probably shouldn't.
No, I've never said shouldn't.
Nope. We've never gone, no. And she's like, I want to do them. I'm like, sure. They won't be easy. And she went, no, that's fine. Absolutely.
She fell into the knitting hole, like, deep.
Hard. We didn't even look off the edge of the cliff. We just walked straight off.
Swan dove right in there.
Yep. And didn't look back. And that's fine. And that's good. That's the way it should be. We need to encourage more people for knitting.
Apparently.
All the knitting.
So, yeah, that happened.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. That's great.
I got off track. We were talking about sock knitting.
We were talking about the year of the sock.
Year of the sock. So if you have... The idea was to finish a pair of socks.
Every month. Yep.
So far, our listeners are showing us up on that front as well.
Yeah, but it's such pretty yarn, it's okay.
So...
Whatever, I have till Wednesday.
We are not eligible for prizes in our own knit-along.
We really aren't.
So how's our prize scheme working? I never remember.
I know you don't. That's okay. You want me to go over it?
Yeah, go over our prize scheme, because okay. This was your madness.
This is always my madness. This madness was just for me. It kind of got blown out of proportion, and now it's for me plus everybody who wants to join. Which is fine. I don't mind in the slightest. Every month you complete a pair of socks, and you post a picture in the FO Ravelry thread, or a link to a project page, so we can go find a picture. Not everybody can post pictures in Ravelry, because Ravelry's weird about picture posting.
Sometimes it just doesn't wanna.
Well, you've got to link it very specifically, or you have to have sort of, like, paid for the feature.
Interesting. I've never tried to put a picture in a thread.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So, and that's fine. It's just kind of how Ravelry works. Well, I don't mind. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But if you've got it linked to your page, like your project page, and you've got your photo on your project page of your completed socks, I will follow the link to the project page, and I will check out your socks. Not a problem. Just label them January socks. Like, that's easy. Anyway, every month you continue, complete, and you enter, you get an entry. Complete 2 pairs of socks because you had random singular socks floating around and you needed to deal with second sock syndrome. They count. You knitted 2 pairs of socks from scratch. 2 socks. You knit 1 pair of socks. 1 entry. Every month, you get an entry. Do it for the whole year. And you have 12 entries for the grand prize at the end of the year.
Which we haven't figured out yet, but we will figure out a very grand prize.
Oh, there'll be more than one. The more people that are in, the more prizes I'll go find. At this point, it's looking like it'll be 2 skeins of yarn and a project bag and some notions and things, is what nice. I'm thinking. Is what that's, we're sort of aiming for the first 50 to 100 people.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that's how we're going to do that one.
You sure we're not eligible for our own prizes?
We are not eligible for our own prizes.
Darn.
That's why I'm in charge of holding on to the prizes.
No.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's the way it works. I'm a harsh mistress.
Me not letting me knit with the prize yarn.
Listen, our listeners don't get a slice of double chocolate Starbucks loaf, and you got a slice of double chocolate Starbucks loaf today.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our listeners also aren't going on your honeymoon to Finland.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get to do things they don't get to do, ma'am.
I'm still gonna pout.
That's fine. You still don't get the prizes. Pout. So we're doing it that way. It is on Ravelry so that I can track what's going on in one location. Though, please, Instagram photo away. A, so I can find you guys on Instagram and we can follow you in, like, photos and ogle your yarn choices and your sock creation and your other creations.
Mm-hmm.
I can follow a link. I'm really good at it. All of my Google, what is that fancy word when they track you when you do stuff on the internet?
Search history, analytics.
Analytics, that's the word I'm looking for. All of Google's analytics will tell you, man, can I follow a link?
I mean, that is kind of how the internet works.
It is how the internet works.
It is a network.
Of links.
Yeah, it's an interconnected network.
Of links.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I can totally do that. So I can find you, that's not a problem. And just try something new. If you've never done cuff down, do cuff down. If you've never done toe up, do toe up. If you've always wanted to knit out of Desert Vista Dye Works, well, here's your excuse to buy a skein and knit some.
I still don't think I've even looked at their yarn. I should do that.
I love their yarn. I want to order some so very badly. I paid for school this month, not ordering yarn.
No.
It's right. Not happening this month.
I can get another pair of socks out of this ball, and then I have 2 more balls of the same size that are good for 2 pairs each. So I'm good for sock yarn until, like, July, at least.
Wow. I already have February sock yarn picked out, because I'm not going to knit with this stuff again. I'm going to knit with different ones. Though I can get another pair of shorties easily. Oh, that's fine. And then I'm going to... I think I already have Marches figured out, too. What I want to knit for Marches.
Well, you're just organized or something.
I've got sock yarn in my collection, and I'm like, you know what? You actually would look really pretty as a pair of socks. And I love self-striping yarn.
Self-striping yarn is a very great invention.
It's just really pretty. So, I'm not worried about it. But I do know that some places and people and contests want you to exclusively enter for them. Or have a theme. We're not that restrictive. You want to enter your pair of socks into our contest and six others? Go for it. In fact, tell us where to enter our socks into other contests, too. We'd love to know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll follow those links as well and enter our socks there. Internationally, I'm not worried. I'm okay shipping prizes from Canada to the States. If we get to international shipping, you know what? For this prize, because it's a year-long thing, I'm fine. We can do international shipping.
Yep. I mean, shipping domestically in Canada
is
itself
pretty much the same as international shipping.
It's not that much different. It's not a whole lot more expensive to ship it to, like, Germany.
It's really not.
I've shipped yarn to Germany. It's not that much more expensive than shipping it to, like, Alberta.
Calgary. Yeah. So it's like, no, it's fine. I think it's totally internationable. Which I know we haven't covered before, and I know somebody's going to ask. And it's like, no, it's totally international. It's really not going to change the price for what we pay to ship the things. So. Done and done. Shall we talk about the podcast?
Yeah, we should talk about our podcast knit-along, podcast anniversary knit-along.
Yes. All the words.
Words.
Any design by Shannon Cook counts. Whips are welcome. Some people started early. Totally cool. Some people are starting late. Also all right. Unsurprisingly, I'm working on a shawl. Who knew? We currently have two skeins, a project bag, and some notions for prizing. That closes at the end of March, because in March, we celebrate our birthdays and our first year of podcasting, as this is episode 46 for everyone who's keeping count.
Mm-hmm.
We are almost at 52, folks.
Madness.
Yep. So, easy enough, same rules as the sock one. Picture or link to your project page must be included in the FO thread. There's a chatter thread where, yes, please come and chat. That would be awesome. But the FO for photos, and we will do random number generator draws for both, for prizings.
Yeah. Sounds good.
The more people we get, I'll go hunt for more prizes. I don't consider this a problem. I mean, I have to go buy some more skeins of yarn to give away to people. Or get gifted, because we have some amazing local dyers who have given us yarn to give away. I can't even, my brain's flabbergasted that happened.
Yeah. I am
so stunned.
Floored. Like, this is not cheap pretty string. Mm-mm. And you're just going to give us this cheap, or this expensive pretty string to give away to people.
Yeah. Like, that is astonishing. It also means people can get their hands on some Cloud Nine and some Noble Ruby, which have been two of the yarn dyers who've donated yarn for prizing. And you guys, they make really nice yarn. And they have really good bases. So I'm like, huh, yes, I would love to share my yarn addiction with you for these guys. Because there's a reason for it. They're really good.
So I'm super excited.
Oh, so am I. So stoked.
I'm excited.
So we're doing that. Ends in March, but we have other things going on. Because we are not done.
We do have other things going on?
You're going to participate in Ravelinix. That's next month.
Right, Ravelinix is happening.
Because it happens during the Olympics.
No, I don't pay attention to the actual Olympics.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That's the reason to do it, because Olympics has good knitting TV. So I'm told.
I prefer podcasts.
I don't. I watch anime.
Exactly, yeah. I like podcasts and anime for my knitting. I don't care to watch sports. I really do not care about the sports.
I'm not a sports ball person, or a sports anything person, which is fine. But the idea, I think, is to knit your face off during the Olympics?
Pretty much, yeah.
Roughly?
Yeah. Knit your fingers off, maybe?
Sure.
If you're knitting your face off, you're doing it wrong.
Or right.
How close are you holding the needles to your face that you're knitting your face off?
My needles are within 2.5 feet of my face, because I have to be able to see them to knit. Mm-hmm.
I still feel like if you're knitting your face off, you're doing it wrong.
Possibly. However, I think the big group, if you don't already have a group to join, is the... what are they called?
Oh, the All the Podcasters group?
Yeah.
Team Sasquatch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot of... work with everybody if there isn't one specific podcast. We haven't applied to be team captains, mostly because this is Diana's initiative, so...
I just want to participate. I don't want to be a captain.
No, you just want to participate and have fun, do some Ravelinix.
Yep.
Your goal is to do your eyeball shawl?
That is my current sitting goal, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't know. I'll have to take a look.
How long do the Ravelinix go?
It's like a week.
It's gotta be longer than that.
The Olympics are really only on TV for like a week.
Right. I can do a whole chunk. Yeah. Might need to rethink this goal. I don't know, whenever the sports things are on TV, it's always like, oh, more sports things, and it seems like it goes on for months, but I actually have no idea how long they last.
Wow. You better hope hockey listeners don't hear you.
Yeah, I'm un-Canadian, I don't watch hockey.
I spent all of my high school career carting my sister around to hockey practices at 7 in the morning. I have a very legitimate reason as to why hockey is not overly fascinating to me.
No sport is overly fascinating to me unless I'm playing it.
I like playing. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of playing. I'm not as big of a fan of just attending, but that's fine. However, that's not all we're going to do this year.
You are going to knit something or other.
I'm going to go to Knit City in the fall.
Yeah, knit something or other.
Knit something or other?
Yeah.
For sure. We're doing that. We are going to attend the Manitoba Fiber Festival in the fall.
Yep.
And heavens only knows we'll find more after that.
Or before that, during that, in tandem with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be lots of things going on.
Yeah. All the things.
All the things?
Do all the things.
Do all the things?
All the things. Will we invent another knit along?
I don't know. That was you last week. You were adding podcasts to me left, right, and center.
Yeah.
I don't think I have time for that.
All the things. All the things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I think for now, that's good for events.
You know, we talked about events for 43 minutes.
Yes, it happens.
Review time.
Woohoo!
This week, for our review, we have Jocelyn's magazine, Interweave Crochet Winter 2018.
Because crochet.
Yeah, we don't do crochet stuff that much.
Well, this month we've done a lot of crochet books.
We have, actually.
But it's not the norm, no. We just seem to be, January seems to be the crochet heavy month this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I've been
branching out. So I liked a surprising amount of things in this magazine.
So did I.
So I used to have a subscription to Interweave Crochet, but they do a lot of garments, which is good because you don't see a lot of garmenty crochet stuff, but it was just,
you don't.
It was just not my style. So I stopped with my subscription.
I currently have all of those crochet magazines, don't I? Yes, I do.
Yes, you are currently holding on to all of my crochet magazines.
And enjoying every minute of them.
But looking at this magazine, I'm like, this is a pretty good magazine. So, shall we dive into patterns?
We should always dive into patterns.
Okay, dive! I liked all of the various fingerless mittens in the very beginning.
I enjoyed not the fingerless mittens, but the articles attached to the fingerless mittens that described all of the stitches and why they were different, and the overview that they did of the different looks and patterns you could get for the fingerless mittens, more than the fingerless mittens themselves.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the everyway ribbed mitts.
That's fair.
Because they look rather different.
They do actually look quite different.
And they still have the little thumb bits, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm awake, I swear.
Yeah?
I think
I may need to borrow this magazine and crochet some fingerless mitts at some point.
I can't blame you.
I might need to have a wardrobe selection on my desk.
Yeah?
Depending on what goes with my outfit that day.
That would be hilarious, but yes, I volunteer that this should be a thing. And I will help you do that, because that is amazing in my brain.
The other thing that makes that even funnier is that I'm frequently wearing the black company sweater, so everything goes with it.
Yes. In fact, you're wearing the black company sweater now.
It was convenient. I just tossed it on a chair on Friday when I got home, and it was there, and I was cold, so I put it back on.
Okay. Well, the first thing I liked was the from the Into the Woods collection.
Yes.
Did you read the little snippet below the Into the Woods part?
Crochet projects to wear over the river and through the woods?
Yes. Which was freaking adorbs. So I'm standing in Walmart, and I'm looking at the magazines, and I look at Mr. B, Because inevitably they have a men's garment, which means they have a man posing in a men's garment. And I was like, do you need this? He's like, I don't know, do I need to look super stud-like? And I was like, or confused. I'm not entirely sure what face this gentleman's trying to give us. But he first pops up in the Into the Woods section, and it just made us both quite giggle.
Oh, is that the first sweater?
It's the first men's, like...
The gray hunts. And white color block?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, that one?
Yeah, it's a pure-lit pullover?
Yes. Pullover?
I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Now, I loved the red hooded...
Yeah, me too.
Card. I was like, nope, I'm making that.
It even has the hand sleeve finger hole thing.
It's got the thumb hole.
And obviously. It has cables, which I have never done crocheted cables, so I have no
Neither
idea how.
Have I.
I have no idea how it compares to knitted cables.
I have no idea, but my brain went, "Oh, new stuff, in crochet. Nice big crochet project."
Jocelyn wants to make. I also just noticed the boots that they styled this with.
The boots are cute.
Super want those boots.
Yeah, the boots are really cute. But I love the color. I love I'm just at the point where I was like, I think I'm just gonna track down the yarn they made it out of and just order that yarn.
It would also be really nice in purple. Like a deep purple.
Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm thinking crimson and I like wearing red, so that works for me.
That works too.
So it's a, what is it, the crimson hooded
crimson cardigan? Hooded cardigan.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah. And it looks so nice.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
So I quite like that.
Yeah. I thought the pullover was cute. The something pullover we can't pronounce.
Perot? I don't know. Something French.
I like that it's got the three layers of color.
It is interesting. It is more interesting than most men's garments.
It is a lot more interesting than most men's garments without being, like, over-the-top 70s grandma. Which...
Yes.
Even though I'm dating a man who theoretically should just order liver and onions and say he's an old man, doesn't actually like that kind of sweaterage, but I feel like I might be able to talk him into something like that with the right colors.
I feel like my brother might wear this.
Oh yeah, your brother would totally wear that.
He rocks the old man sweaters.
Oh yeah, your brother looks good in old man sweaters. It's hilarious.
Pretty sure he could rock the old man hat too. The like flat cap thing.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what that's properly called.
It's a news cap.
It's not quite. The news cap is puffier than that.
A little bit, not much.
Yeah. Anyway, but you know the hat I'm talking about.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he could rock one of those.
He totally would.
Yeah.
He rocks suspenders occasionally too.
That's hilarious.
That's my hipster music student brother.
Well, you know, if anybody should be wearing suspenders nowadays, it should be hipster music students.
So my next thing was the Fable cowl.
Yes, because it's the cover one.
It is. I generally don't go for cowls, but this looks so freaking cozy.
It looks stunning is what it is. Like, that's the kind of cowl that you put on when you're going out for a fancy dinner.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like brioche.
Yep.
But it's obviously not because it's crochet.
Yeah, but it looks gorgeous. Yeah, that was... The cover photo is usually why I pick up the magazine. So if it doesn't have a good cover photo, I don't do it. But I have lost my ball of yarn.
It's slightly under the couch, I think. Or under your chair.
Found it. Which is fine. And not the end of the world. But if you don't... Yeah, but if it doesn't call to me, I don't open it. But that super cold to me.
It's so pretty.
I put stars and hearts and underlined and
looks so cozy.
And it's not going to be a long crochet.
No, it looks quite bulky, in fact. So cozy. I
kind of really want to do that one.
Me too.
So at this point, I've already justified the price of the magazine. Okay. Should describe the pattern.
It looks... I'm going to go with brioche leaves. Mm-hmm. It is a large cowl that fits around one's shoulders. Sort of shawl style? Capelet style?
Capelet style.
Capelet style. And it looks like brioche leaves.
I don't actually know. I just say things with confidence.
Sure.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we link to all this stuff. You can look it up. Oh, you're smart people. You know how to follow links.
Links! They're your friend.
Yeah.
They help Google... stalk you.
Yeah. What was your next thing?
My next thing? We have to kind of go through the In the Woods section because I just can't get over that guy's face. I'm going to be wrong. He's a very good-looking model, but it's just his face. I just can't quite figure out what he's trying to express. So, For me, that was just the three things in the Into the Woods section. Once we get to the Pamper Yourself section, I have more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also rather enjoyed the Whispering Pines hat. It just looks like a good, nice, everyday kind of hat.
Which makes sense, as you are a hat person.
I am very much a hat person. I quite like this hat. Ooh, you know what? I got that old Smokey.
You do?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would look good.
It would look quite nice.
I would never wear the old pine hat, but that's just because I don't really look that good in hats.
No, you're not a hat person.
I'm not a hat person, which is fine.
I look really good in a slouchy hat.
You do.
I even managed to make your silly cat hat look cute.
We're not going to discuss your facial features and why hats work for you, because it's very frustrating for my round face.
There's a very specific subset of hats that look good on me. Most hats look dumb on me. Well, I can do fedoras and slouchy hats.
You've seen the one type of hat that looks good on me, and you know why that one type of hat looks good on me. I put one on my head.
It looked really good.
Yeah. But the other types of hats? Not so much.
Oh, well.
It happens.
We can't all have hat faces.
We can't. Some of us have to have non-hat faces.
Okay.
The pamper yourself section.
I just wrote down, PJs! Lol, nope.
Lol, nope.
Lol, nope.
They're
right up there with the sassy knickers.
My first thought was sassy knickers when I saw these. I would crochet the top.
The top's alright. It's with the pants, it's too much.
I can't.
The lacy crochet pants. The lacy crochet pants.
Yeah, nope.
The top's alright.
Top's okay. But yeah, it just made me giggle. And then I felt like I needed to own a copy of that pattern just so I could say I owned a copy of that pattern. So then the magazine was going in the basket. I kept looking, but the magazine was going in the basket. you guys. Crocheted holy full length pants. My brain goes no. I did, however, really like the Tranquil House Dress.
Tranquil House Dress. That would probably be this next one.
Yes, it would be.
It's all right.
Nice sort of bamboo silk mix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. To just lounge around the house, and on days when I'm at home and I'm putting around, I don't really have anything to do. I don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I could see me doing that.
I really like the cup she's posing with.
I like how you're more fascinated in the pottery.
It's really nice pottery. It's like I think it actually is pottery, but it's like embossed with fancy florally stuff.
That's fair.
I'm a fan of a good mug.
The reason I like the dress a lot is because there isn't a ton of details. They're all very classic, clean.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking for something to just sort of putter around the house in and not have to leave the house, I generally tend towards quiet, soft colors, clean lines.
Not a lot of frills and extra stuff going on?
I really don't need a lot of frills and extra stuff going on in my clothes.
Fair enough.
Not if I'm just chilling out the house. Who's going to see it? My cat? She doesn't care.
Probably easier if you don't have a lot of frills and extra stuff going on.
Yeah, I think she'll just chew on them.
Yep.
I did, however, really want to make the caressing carpet.
The caressing carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, the snowflakey looking one, yes?
Yes, the snowflakey carpet. Because I have nothing but hardwood floors. And I feel like a little carpet just under my feet when they get out of bed in the morning.
Oh wait, no, that's not the snowflakey one. The snowflakey one is the blanket. The carpet.
The
blanket.
The little carpet.
The little carpet, there we go.
Yeah, okay. it's a little square carpet pattern.
Yes. That's cute.
But I'm thinking, yep, on either side of the bed when I get up in the morning.
Oh, so that'd be nice.
So I'm not putting my feet down on cold hardwood right away.
That would be nice.
Thinking that would be really good. I would need to put a grippy mat underneath it.
Yes.
But that's okay. I can do that. And then I could make ones that match my bed comforters.
Well, then you'll be all stylish and matchy-matchy.
I have this thing about matching bed covers. I generally don't care if anything else in my life matches, but I feel like bed comforters and sheet sets, those need to go together and look good. Then if you look at my bed, I have like 50 billion pillows and the fancy fluffy bed covers, and yeah, I believe in the magazine bed.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I really do. And I love falling into a freshly made magazine bed, so I make my bed every morning.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, does it have sheets? Do they feel okay? Great.
Yeah, just wait, you're not 30 yet. I was the same way until I was about 32, and then I just sort of slid into the made bed, fluffy pillows everywhere, hot, girly mess of magazine bed, and I just, I don't know, I never fell back out of that phase.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
That's fair.
Don't care.
Yeah. It also looks like they'd be nice, quick projects, a little.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really liked the soothing shawl, which basically looks like a blanket that you can wear, but it's also knit with this really, it's crocheted. With this crocheted. Giant bulky yarn.
Yeah.
So it probably doesn't even take that long.
There's no way it takes long. And yes, it looks like it's crocheted out of like that roving.
Basically.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What size hook would that even be?
I don't know. It's made out of Premier Yarns Mega Tweed. Page 62. Come on, page 62. Tell me what hook size this is.
That is an impressively large hook size.
It says, let's see, 70 inches wide and 40 inches deep at center, excluding fringe. Oh, there's fringe. I didn't even notice.
Oh, yeah, there's fringe.
Size of hook. P/Q, which is 15 millimeters.
Can you please make that? I would like to physically see what a 15 millimeter size hook looks like. That's huge. Hook. I own 15 millimeter size knitting needles, so I know how big it is.
That's a centimeter and a half.
Yeah.
That's... there's Tunisian, too.
Yeah.
Where do you get a 15 millimeter Tunisian crochet hook?
I don't know.
I would love to make this, but where do you get this hook?
The internet, my dear.
I think so.
Oh my gosh. But you know what, if you order the hook, I'll make one too. Because that would make a great blanket for my couch.
I thought you were going to say cat, not couch.
Yeah, cat too. She loves fringe.
Anyway, I think that would be a lovely thing to have.
It's one of those ones that, yeah, it's right up your alley. I did like the relaxed throw, which is the snowflake looking one.
It's pretty cute.
Right now, most of my throws for my couches are actually just thin blankets. I'd like to sort of transition them into proper couch throws. Mostly because store-bought throws are too short. But I can take that and make it a little bit longer.
Yep.
And then it'll be the perfect length for me.
That's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. It's growing on me. I hadn't written it down, but it's sort of growing on me.
It's not an overly complicated design, and you can do it in different colors. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just nice, classy, and when it folds up, I think it'll look great.
Yeah.
Chilling on a couch or a chair and wrap yourself up in it and watch a movie.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And some Cascade 220.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice. All right, I only wrote down one more thing.
That was my last thing, so what's your thing?
Mine is that cuddle up poncho.
Cuddle up poncho.
Yes.
Ah, yes, this one.
Yes.
I'm just not a fan of ponchos, really.
I would probably never, ever do the thing up. I would probably always leave it open and unbuttoned. But I'm thinking for the fall, when I walk around and I want something, but not a lot of something, a hooded, short-sleeved, essentially cardigan, long cardigan, and because of the length of the model, I wouldn't have to lengthen it any.
Yeah.
And it would hit about mid-thigh for me. Above the knee, with leggings and a boot, and just a long sleeve tunic shirt.
Yeah.
So that would look really good. So Jocelyn.
In this oatmeal color or a different color?
Possibly a different color, because oatmeal is kind of a tricky color for me to wear.
Yeah. Maybe a browner color?
Yeah, either a darker brown, like a chocolate brown, or like an espresso brown.
More of the same yarn as the coffee shop shawl.
Which is a chocolate brown tweed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could totally do it in that.
That would look really good, I think.
And that would also be an acrylic, which means I could wash and dry the thing.
Yeah.
I like that idea a lot. And that would just be my sort of comfy fall, I need something, but I don't need a lot of something. Mm-hmm. Which I don't actually have.
Okay. So.
You've seen where I'm selling you on that one.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Mm-hmm. They had some good articles in there. They did an article where they talked about the crochet billboard movement. Mm-hmm. Which was really nifty to read about, because I hadn't really done a lot of reading on it, so that was sort of like my first exposure to the pictures. holy Batman, they're huge. Like, I understood, yeah, I like, my brain understood billboard size.
I'd heard about it, but I hadn't, like, hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's holy really impressive.
Hannah, that's huge.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. What else did I write down? Do, do. I can't read my own writing.
Well, that doesn't help. I can't read your writing either.
Nobody can read my writing. I think it's stitches, so it's probably the sort of stitch overview that they did with the fingerless mittens.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that I really sort of... I enjoy when they do an in-depth article on where stitches come from or why a movement's going a certain way. That is sort of just amuses me greatly. And in magazine depth, that's about all I want. It's that little... snippet where if I want to learn more I can go find out more, but if I don't, then I have a general idea of what's going on. Yeah, which works really good for me, so I'm happy I bought it because there are some patterns in there that I would like to make.
Yeah, I may steal this from you at some point.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right, so that's Interweave Crochet Winter 2018. Definitely take a look at it.
Oh yeah,
it's got some good stuff.
It's very nifty. I really quite enjoy it.
I really love this cowl. It's really growing on me.
I know. I think I'm going to have to double check the pattern dimensions and see if I've got yarn at home for it. If not, order some because I need to make it.
Oh, I'm looking at it like, this is totally not worsted weight, but the, I'm looking at it with the Noble Ruby that I bought last week.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm wondering if it's a simple matter of just...
downsizing it and making
just making it a little bit longer, doing a few extra repeats on one end or the other.
I don't know. Let's take a look after we record, see if we can figure it out.
All right. So yeah, take a look.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's good. And that's it. That wraps up another week's worth of podcasting for us. Holy Hannah! If you've made it to the end, good on you. Not everybody does.
I'm sure many people don't.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I don't even make it to the end, to be totally honest.
What are our friends said? I'm so sorry. I fall asleep to your podcast really well.
Thanks. I think. I'm not sure if this is a compliment. I'm glad you're listening, but wait.
You know what? It's a busy life sometimes. And her schooling? Big yawn. And with her schooling, I'm not shocked, because she's just got to be mentally exhausted as all get out by the end of the day.
Oh my gosh, I'm falling asleep to us right now.
I would fall asleep to me, too. This is totally fair. However, now that we're wrapping up episode 46, Diana, do you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
You can find us on Ravelry, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest as Northern Knits Podcast. Our blog with all our show notes is at northernknitspodcast.com. You can also email us at northernknitspodcast@gmail.com. Jocelyn, where can you be found on the internet?
I'm cohesively found on the internet as Amber Dragon. As for where on the internet? Oh, everywhere. And I do. I finally deleted Periscope, which I haven't used in a year and a half. Yeah, I'm like everywhere, guys. Easy enough. However, if you want to talk to me, I reply the fastest via Instagram for the Northern Knits Podcast Instagram page.
Yep.
And... I'm getting better at Ravelry, but I'm not quite there yet. I forget to check every once in a while.
I see that people send messages, and I respond to basically none of them. If somebody's responding to you, it's probably Jocelyn.
The odds are fairly good, yeah.
I can be found on the internet, on Instagram as Fire, Water, and Fiber. That's F-I-B-E-R, the American way. And I'm on Ravelry as Wool Rat. That is Wool hyphen Rat. I'm also on Twitter as Artemis_134 if you want to know about computery things.
I think that's fair. However, with that said and done, it's a Sunday afternoon. We should probably start some dinners in our respective houses.
Probably.
And we'll say, until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.
Woo!
Ta-da!